Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome. I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network audience around the nation, around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We have a lot to be able to talk about during our program today. Just want to encourage you to just relax. And if you're listening to us on radio, keep your eyes on the road. And watching this on Christian Television Network, we want to get as much in as we can. Some pretty awesome things are taking place. You know, answer to prayers are taking place in a lot of different areas. And we've been praying for quite some time. Yeah. And one of the areas we've been praying about is you know, not one of the word of God says, do not be silent. Do not be silent.
Psalms 30.
Yeah, Psalms 30. And I will not be silent. Psalms 30. And he's talking in regards to Israel. Mm-hmm. And one thing that many Christians have focused on, they focused on what God says about Israel. And begin, you know, we've been focusing for quite some time. I got my call into where we are now, you know, in Israel. Mm-hmm. And so we just stopped being silent about Israel because the silent days. We'll talk more about that. But the president of the Jewish Congress made an awesome speech. And this is what they're saying now, and you'll hear it today on VFN radio, VFN TV's Christian Television Network. You'll see, if you're watching on TV, and you can actually see it as well on the torch, go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. You'll hear the president of the Jewish Congress in Jerusalem say, you know, because you have not been silent about us, Christians, we will not be silent about you.
Wow. That's
powerful. Is that huge?
That's huge.
That's so huge. It's so important because right now Christians are being persecuted around the world the way the Jews were, and you'll hear him talking about what's taking place in the context of that and how he's saying they're going to respond. And my goodness, that's exciting because this to me it feels like the beginning of a sign of the salvation of the Jews. I mean, because he says, "You will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" When the Jews say, you know, we're going to stand up for you who come in the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And this, you got to hear the speech. Mm. This is exciting. Wow. It's the Feast of Tabernacles of all the feasts taking place.
Wow.
And
makes you want to go to Israel right now, huh?
Yeah. It's just exciting to hear that. And we'll be having that today on today's programs. We'll hopefully get it in the first program. But also, CBN News is reporting, and they're having a live nativity manger scene right in front of the Capitol, right where they put the flags out there. You remember the pink flags represented how many children they were killing that day based on the funding of the abortions taking place in America. We talked about that on VFN TV and VFN Radio. But now they're having the live. This is what, when you think about a manger scene, even that word has been taken captive. They are showing and demonstrating what happened the day that Christmas took place, the day that we celebrate. You know, we say the 25th, but we celebrate the fact the birth of Christ. And that was the moment. He was born in a manger. So when you hear somebody talking about that they are doing a live nativity, a manger scene, they're saying this is the epicenter of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
This is the epicenter. We want to remind you what it's all about. And it's so cool. Right in front of Congress.
Wow.
They have, and we're going to be able to show you that today as well, being able to see that. And but that's so powerful about the Jewish World Congress. I can't wait to talk more about that as well. And also, we're going to be talking about.
Well, also, we're finding down in North Korea that the folks there have to worship. Now, you have the present leader, not his father, but his grandfather's called the eternal president. And they're forced to worship his image. And we're going to talk about that and what's happening in North Korea. Listen, this is really serious when you have folks that are just enslaved like that. And South Korea is, you know, shares a border with them. And they've been praying for years. And many believers are praying for all the Christians that are in North Korea that have been tortured and persecuted. But there's a new revelation that's coming out that there's a wall. Your best wall in the house has to have the picture of the grandfather of the current president. And they have to give thanks to him.
Well, because they actually worship him as God.
Yeah.
He placed himself as God over I've seen some other places like that as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so we'll be talking about that as well, what's taking place in North Korea. And that won't last too long in regards to that. And the Zionism, Christian Zionism.
Yes. Christian Zionism is on the rise. I want to talk about Kufi, John Hagee's ministry that's really just grown, blossomed. I mean, I believe they have 1.6 million members, and they've raised.
And their theme is, I will not be silent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're going to talk about them and how it's growing and support for Israel. It's just a beautiful thing to see and happen in the country and how God's really using, has been using John Hagee in the forefront of this.
I'm hoping, too, that we get a chance to talk about, well, obviously, too, about these real Iranian facts taking place. We have a just a concentrated moment of wisdom about what does it mean to have these treaties with Iran, lifting these sanctions, and how we as Americans can contact our congressman and share our opinion and our values based on that. And we just need to hear this. Understand, it's a government by the people and for the people. So your congressman or woman and your senator are waiting for a call from you. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you feel? Do you feel to go this way? Or do you feel to go that way? Understand, they go by the populace. Mm-hmm. So if more people call them and support them in the context of a right direction, and this is amazing. And I really believe it all has to do with when we see the Jewish World Congress standing up and the president of the Jewish World Congress saying what he said in Jerusalem, it's because times are getting so difficult because of the stands that have been taken by America and how we're leading the world into this predicament that that Christians, the church across the world, obviously we're not, it's all across the world, have to be standing faithfully with Israel. It looks like Israel's going to be standing faithfully or at least beginning the conversation of standing and they've always stood for human rights, you know, just the unnecessary, out of nowhere, persecuting someone because of their belief. But if you have a religion of persecution, you know, you can't support that. I mean, if you're going to, if the very fact that you're, you know, your whole thing is about, you know, hurting folks, that's not going to be able to work in the context of that. We got so much to talk about. We got to go to this break and come right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can a prison guard share his faith with inmates? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work for a correctional facility for the state of New York. I was wondering, some of the inmates come up to me a lot of times and they ask me different questions about my faith, being that they know that I'm a Christian. I was wondering if there's any, if I can get in trouble for sharing my faith with these inmates.
Well, I don't think you should. I mean, if there's someone, an inmate asks you in a conversation about your beliefs and your faith, I think the appropriate thing to do is to answer the question. I would first check with the Department of Corrections to see if they have guidelines, but I will say that most government employers recognize that you're free speech rights, including your right to have conversations, unless there was a security issue reason why not to, that it would be protected, and that discussing your beliefs, especially as a Christian, and what it's meant in your life would certainly be something that's appropriate.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Restoring the purity in giving. Giving without regret. Imagine having a wonderful time of being able to celebrate others and to be able to get them gifts and go through a gift-giving season and it to be all said and done and all you have is good memories. No regret, no debt, no 5 years to pay it off. Listen, we have to get a right perspective of giving again. We have to understand it's supposed to be a good experience. We have to restore the purity in giving today. A special offer available this week to you at VFNTV.com. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on special offer, an offer of any amount, and it could be yours. I encourage you, get it now, listen to it, so that you can truly restore the purity in giving, and you'll be giving without regret this Christmas season.
You're listening. listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And this Jesus is the reason for the season. And speaking of that, right now, CBN News is reporting about a live nativity scene taking place at the Capitol. You got to see this. Take a look.
Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus appeared before the U.S. Supreme Court this week, but it had nothing to do with a court case. It was all about celebrating the birth of the Savior and the religious liberty that allows the right on the front of the steps of the nation's highest court. Paul Strand explains from Capitol Hill.
Once again, Capitol Hill was treated to the sight of a camel, donkey, sheep, shepherds, and wise men wandering their way to the very seat of earthly power. Flanked by Congress on one side and the Supreme Court on the other, these humans and animals gathered to celebrate Christ's birth with a living nativity scene.
There's nothing more fun than a bunch of animals like a big old camel wandering through the streets of Capitol Hill, but this procession does have a serious purpose.
We are securing for ourselves a liberty which is enshrined in the Constitution, and that is a liberty of freedom of religion.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
The clergy sponsoring this nativity scene in Washington are encouraging Americans everywhere to get the permits they need locally to do similar scenes all across the country. And as they slowly made their way past lawmakers and judges, these living nativity participants were making a powerful point to these most powerful Americans.
By displaying the gospel at Christmas time, we're reminding all of our legislators and our jurists who are responsible for law and public policy that we are indeed a nation under a higher authority, the authority of God, to whom we all must make account.
Paul Strand, CBN News, Capitol Hill.
That is wow. So exciting that's to be awesome. Able to see that. So many things have happened on the lawn in front of the Capitol.
Yeah.
But the big thing, I mean, you think about Ezekiel having to do what he did and prophesy before the nation, you know, eating.
Yeah. This easier. Live nativity is.
It's a little bit easier, right? But you think about it, that's a prophecy. Yeah, that's right. A prophecy before the world and before the nation, just like standing in the gap was a prophecy. And it is amazing what is taking place in the context. We're just thank God for that. And I would say support all the live nativity scenes that there are that's happening and just, you know, promote them in your cities across the nation. And understand, we want to be able to remind everybody, this is what it was. There was no room for him at the mall. I mean, at the end. I mean, God was born in a manger. Mm. A manger, think about that. So that understand, if God was born in a manger, then we need to humble ourselves in the context of this and say, you know what, we need to take on the same attitude as God, when God took on the form of humility. As a matter of fact, you've got to hear this. Now, this is President Lauder, the president of the World Jewish Congress in Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles speaking, and this is so exciting, and hopefully we'll be able to get it all in. But he's talking about, you know, and this is huge. You have to understand this, because we've stood with Israel and we stood with Israel. The church has, and since, you know, recently, and, you know, last 50 years or so, 48, 50, 60 years. And with that, in the context of it, now we're starting to hear for the first time, we're hearing a Jewish leader, president of the World Jewish Congress in Jerusalem, make the statement that says, you stood with us, we'll stand with you. And not only that, we'll stand with you in the persecuted church taking place. And this is what Jesus said in Matthew 23:37-39. He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, where is he standing? Where's President Lauder standing? He's standing in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned the ones sent to you, how often I longed to gather you. Now, what's happened now since 60 years ago? Israel has been gathered, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've been gathered to the land of Jerusalem. I long to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks, but you were under her wings, but you weren't willing. Look, your house is laid to you desolate. Well, that's how it was, not anymore. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say what President Lauder just said of the World Christian Congress. You're about to hear it. Until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, which would be Christians. Listen up.
Visiting members of Parliament, members of Congress, my dear Christian friends. As president of the World Jewish Congress, the one organization that represents all of the Jewish communities around the world, I cannot think of a more important place to be than here right now, than in this room with you. A very smart rabbi once told me that Jews are good at many things, but unfortunately, we are not always good at saying thank you. So let me begin. So let me begin tonight with a very direct and heartfelt thank you. Thank you for your steadfast support of Israel and the Jewish people. Thank you for your commitment to decency and the values we all cherish. Thank you for standing up for what is right and not what is wrong. Thank you for standing on the right side of history. Thank you for standing with God. And thank you for standing with us, the Jewish people. And lastly, perhaps most important, thank you for standing here in Jerusalem, the eternal undivided capital of the State of Israel.
This is so important because of what just happened in our last election. During the platform, they're saying that we want to remove Jerusalem as the capital. Yeah. We want to remove Jerusalem as the capital. And he's saying, understand, a few months ago, you know, we had people booing what he just said in America, uh-huh. but we stood fast. This Methodist minister stood fast in America. And he stood up and says, we want to bring this back on the platform. We want Jerusalem. And that's what he's just saying. Right. Uh-huh. He's just saying the undivided capital of Israel, Jerusalem. Listen up.
Twenty years ago, I stood on the walls of this city in front of 450,000 people, the largest gathering ever held in this country. Some of you were there. I remember seeing David Parsons. He was there with his signs. It meant a great deal to me. And as I said at that time, I am just one Jew who declares this holy city, Jerusalem, as the one true capital of the Jewish people. And today, I stand here as the president of the World Jewish Congress. I'm still only one Jew, but this one Jew, on behalf of all of us, says thank you. You have come here in the middle of the Jewish High Holy Days, and specifically on Sukkot, the Feast of the Tabernacles, when the Bible mandates us to return to Jerusalem. This is a very important time to be here. As you know, Sukkot is also known as the harvest of the of tabernacles. As it says in Leviticus 23, you shall live in huts for 7 days. I, the Lord, want to remind you that these were the huts that the children of Israel lived in during their journey through the wilderness, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in huts when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. During the days of Sukkot, we leave the secure confines of our permanent homes, and we dwell in the sukkah, a thatched hut. This must be a temporary dwelling, and it should be flimsy and frail. And yet, it is during this festival that we must rejoice, because when the walls come down, we then have the capacity to see beyond them. We have a chance to reflect on the blessings that God gave each of us. We can appreciate the most fundamental parts of our lives, and we recognize the intrinsic goodness of our fellow man. The lessons of the Sukkah is that everything we have is a gift from God. We must be grateful, and we must never fear, and we must never take anything for granted. So you see, it is a festival that teaches us and reminds us also to say thank you. We also convene here on a very special evening and a very special time. Our world has gone through strange upheavals in the past, when people lost their way, when children ignored the teaching of their parents, when the lessons of the Torah, our shared Bible, were forgotten. How can you possibly explain all the anger and hate heaped on Israel throughout the world? How can you explain the hundreds of resolutions passed in the UN against Israel and not a word about anyone else? How can you explain the long silence about Syria? How can you explain the even longer silence about Iran when its centrifuges keep spinning, even as they promise to erase Israel from the pages of time? Sadly, we know all too well what happens when the world is silent. We know what can happen. You know what can happen. We learned this lesson the hard way. I pledge to you tonight in this sacred city, our sacred city, that I will not be silent. I will not be silent when Christian churches are burned by fundamentalists throughout the Middle East. I will not be silent. I will not be silent when Christian Arabs are murdered only because they are Christian, as they were last week in Syria. I will not be silent when 450,000 Christians are driven out of Syria just this past year. I will not be silent when the Christian population of Lebanon has been terrorized. I will not be silent when Christian holy sites are desecrated in Arab lands. I will not be silent, and we will not be silent. Fifty years ago, the population of Bethlehem was 70% Christian. Today, it is 15% Christian. We can't be silent anymore, and we have to also see what can be done, because we know what happens when the world looks the other way. We will not be silent. Let this be a start of speaking out. This, because this is our home, and also this is your home. and nothing will ever change that.
This is so important. I mean, you think about it. We'll hear the rest of this in today's program. But you're listening to President Lauder with the president of the Jewish World Congress, the World Jewish Congress, and in Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles, saying publicly, and you'll hear even more in our next program, but Psalms 122 says this, or Psalm 62:1 says this, For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her righteousness shines out like the dawn and her salvation like a blazing torch. I mean, you think how powerful that is. That is hugely powerful. And he tells us in Matthew, when Jesus is talking to Jerusalem, he says, you know, you won't even see me again. In Matthew 23:37-39, he says, you won't even see me again. Do you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord? He says, in my name you will drive out demons. In my name you will. The church is the one that goes in the name of Jesus. So the same Jesus that spoke there in Jerusalem today is coming back to Jerusalem, and we're going there in his name. And the president of the Jewish World Congress is standing up and saying, you stood with us, we're going to stand with you. This is a powerful sign of the soon coming salvation of the Jews.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, your giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity and our response. We need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better, be absolutely resolved to know his voice better, and we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org. The VFN torch takes VFN radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and Christian Television Network. A big shout out to everybody that's out there that's watching and listening around the nation, around the world. And big shout out to those on the Emerald Coast, on the Gulf Coast that's out there from Texas to the Florida Panhandle and what's happening. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We were just beginning to talk about what's taking place in the previous program. You got to catch it. With President Lauder, president of the World Jewish Congress, and how he is openly saying we're standing with Israel. We're standing with the church the way that we're not going to be silent anymore. We're going to hear more about that in just a moment. But this is huge because this is Isaiah 62:1, when we say we won't be silent about Israel and God won't be silent. We'll understand this, that now we're starting to hear the Jewish people in Jerusalem give the counter response to Jesus' words in Matthew when he says, when Jesus said in Jerusalem, I long to gather you like a mother hen gathers her chicks, but you weren't willing. You will not see me again till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Mm. The Lord. And that's the church. He said, this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Now go in my name. So when we go, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, it's the church. We're not going in your name or my name or someone else's name. We're going in Jesus' name. That's why it's not wrong for you to put Jesus as Lord and talk openly, because it's all about him. Hmm. As Tommy Tenney says, right?
That's right.
And, but so now you have the Jewish people, definitely the World Jewish Congress, the president before at the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem talking about, we've seen you stand with us.
Yeah.
We've seen you stand on the wall. And that's what that word in Isaiah 62 talks about. That I put a watchman on the wall to be able to watch over Jerusalem. And it's so cool. I mean, this was what this means. I mean, remember, all these folks that tell you the Lord's coming back tomorrow or not coming back for a year or 50 years or whatever, they don't know. Jesus don't even know.
Right.
But this is one thing he did say. He says, you will not see me again till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And think about that. And now they're saying, blessed is the church who comes in the name of the Lord. And he even says, you're going to hear him talk about that, our God, the land of our God and your Lord.
Wow.
That's how he talks about it. And so he's specifically just nailing this prophecy. And it's so cool too, because I think he's a former congressman in America right here,
okay.
A senator. Lauder, but he's the one that all the leaders of the world go to be able to talk about, perspective, because this are all the Jews leadership. Jews have gotten together and got this Jewish World Jewish Congress to be able to handle world matters in regards to the Jews. And now that you're looking at, they're saying, hey, we're going to stand up for the church and for Christians and the Jews.
Wow.
The persecuted. And he was talking about the Middle East. And this is huge. I mean, you're listening to VFN Radio on VFN TV. You're seeing this on Christian Television Network. And some of the things that we stand for, and the reason why we're here because the Lord said, do it. That's why we're here. Secondly, is that when God looks for someone to stand in the gap so he does not have to destroy the land. That's what he says. And we have a lot of naysayers that are out there talking about, they're trying to do in the land, Israel and America, amongst other land. And he just looks for someone to stand in the gap, which means you stand up for what he says. And he says, those who stand with Israel and bless Israel, I'll bless. And so VFN Radio and VFN TV, we stand up for, and our partners and our underwriters and our sponsors that you see on Christian Television Network, that you hear on VFN Radio, that you can see and visit and find their places, how to get to them, and go tell them, because a lot of you guys are going there and to their places of business and doing business with them, but let them know it's because they stood, you heard about them or saw them on VFN TV, Christian Television Network, on VFN Radio, you heard about them. And you can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on, visit our sponsors. And you might want to even become one. But understand, we stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. Mm-hmm. And this is so important, because everything outside of standing up for Israel is irrelevant, temporary. But understand that this is the eternal city. This is where Jesus' feet is going to come back. And when he said what he said, and you're going to hear more about in this next program here, that he's just saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
He says some specific things. He says, "When I will not remain silent when Christian churches are being burned."
Uh-huh.
He says, "I will not remain silent when Christian Arabs are murdered and driven out of Syria." This is like powerful statements.
Yeah, they're murdered a Christian right there in Syria.
Yeah.
Right there is what he's talking about. And remember, we talked about that on the radio and the TV where we're not even responding to their cries in Syria. They're saying, please don't bomb Damascus because they're going to persecute the church here.
Yeah. 450,000 Christians being, pushed out of Syria.
Right, right.
And he's saying, I will not remain silent when all this happens. I'm going to stand with you. It's huge.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yeah, it is. It's very powerful. And this is just halfway through his speech and what he's talking about. And you also heard in the first program, you could see on the VFN TV, on the torch at VFNTV.com, is the live nativity scene taking place in Washington, D.C. That's exciting to see. In the nativity scene, that's a manger scene where God took on the form of man, where he was already formed in Mary's womb. But understand, that's why he was birthed in this manger, because there was no room for him at the mall. At the end. I mean, think about it. God was born. He humbled up in a manger, and look what we've made it about, Christmas about. We have to really get back to the reason, what this is all about. It's about the birth of our Savior. And I hope we get a chance, too, to get to this next prophetic word given by Jim Baker about the church being alive and what God spoke to him about in the context of that. And it's just amazing. But first we want to go to continue listening to, let's go to break. We're going to come right back so you can hear the rest of it in its entirety.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you've been claiming to be a believer walking in the light, bring clarity to your life. Listen, you're going to answer alone. Quit trying to... just you and God. Bring some clarity to your life and check. Everybody say, check yourself.
Check yourself.
To see if you are in the faith. Check yourself to see if you're in the light. Quit making false claims. If you claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ, a Christian, which means Christ follower, by the way, but walk in darkness, decide today if you're ready to give your life to Jesus or back to Jesus. It's that simple. I mean, clarity just comes. Like, hey, I decided whose side I'm on. To begin walking in the light of God, the truth, no longer walking in darkness, walking in the light as He walked in the light. No more lying, right? And who we're lying to anyway? And if you're a Christian and I lied to you and you know I lied to you and you let me lie to you, the best witness you can do to me, you go, you liar. You're walking in darkness. I love you, honey. Right? That kind of stuff. I mean, the worst thing you can do is agree with them because you think I'm really believing this? Right? They need to know that you didn't. Sometimes we empower darkness by acting like saying nothing. I love you, but you know this is wrong what you're doing. You better hope that you have more life than sin, because if you die in this thing, right? If you die in this thing, it's not going to be good for you. And you just don't know how long your life's going to be. Which means not only to say that you're a follower of Jesus Christ, but to learn His commands, His ways, and obey them. To love your Father. If He's your Father, where's His honor? If He's your Father, how come you don't look like Him? How come you don't talk like Him? How come you don't walk like Him? Everybody say, who your daddy is. Who your daddy is. I believe that's what God's saying to the American church. Because you're saying that God's your dad. Right? It's good.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We are coming back. Who Your Daddy Is. Who Your Daddy Is. And that's what Jesus said to the Pharisees. He said, you know, who is your dad? And you're listening to your dad, all right. And this is what Jesus said.
Well, that's what he said.
He said, yeah, your father, you're listening to your father, all right. Your father, Satan. And so they say, well, that's kind of tough to hear that. It's like, well, that's what Jesus said. He said, because you're listening, he's a liar and he's the father of lies. He's been a liar from the beginning. And when he lies, he speaks his native language. Have you seen those folks that's just kind of like there? It's like, what stands out with them is like the truth. You know, it's like, I think they just told the truth. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's like 98% not true. And it's like, wait a minute.
Pause right there.
But it's that 98% that kind of throws you off. Like, we better hold on. We got to make sure this is true. Right? Don't do it. No, don't do it.
Right.
But here we are right now. And you think about that, what God says in his word and what Jesus was saying, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He's speaking to Jews in Jerusalem. Jesus is a Jew. He's speaking to Jews. He's speaking to them in Jerusalem. And in the context of that, now we're seeing at the Feast of Tabernacles, of all the things to know, because we are the tabernacle of God. We are the temple of God. Know ye not that you're the tabernacle of God. This is the Feast of Tabernacles. That the fact that when we come in the name of the Lord, we're showing up because Christ in us is the hope of glory. And here they are, the President Lauder with the World Jewish Congress, standing up before the nations is there in this particular meeting in Jerusalem, saying, listen, you stood with us. We're going to stand with you. We're not going to sit back while they persecute the Christians. Mm-hmm. And we're not just not going to be silent. This is a huge thing. This is the first, based on reports to CBN News, by the way, that they said this is the first time this has ever been done publicly like this.
Wow.
Well, that's huge.
The first time. Listen up.
We will walk down the path together. We will share each other's joys, and we will share each other's trials. We will support each other, and we will protect each other. Why? Because we all come from the same family. We all believe in the same book. We all believe in God and the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule. We all cherish our children, and we all want to live in peace with our neighbors. You know, it has always struck me as ironic. When the Jews rose up out of the Holocaust and returned to this land after 2,000 years, the only people who were not surprised by this miracle were all of you. The reason for that is because not only do you believe in the Bible, you actually read it.
That's so powerful. We're going to continue on with this, but understand why he's saying that the Christians were not surprised, because the Bible is all about prophecy, which is telling the history in advance. Some of it's come to pass, some of it hasn't come to pass yet. Much of it has, and it's rapidly being fulfilled. And this is what this Jewish man is saying. The president of the World Jewish Congress is saying in Jerusalem, and he's saying, you know, we're going to stand with you. He said, we come from the same family. We believe in the same book. Mm. We have the same God, the same Ten Commandments. This is beautiful.
Wow.
This is so beautiful when you hear this man saying, and he just said earlier, you heard in the earlier program, is that when Bethlehem was given over, it was 70% Christians. But now that it was given over to Islam, basically, and he didn't say that, but that's where it's given over to Muslims.
I've been there. It's
It went from 70% Christians to 15% Christians. They ran them out of Bethlehem. and persecuted them. And he's like, he's saying, this is not going to happen. We understand. You stand with us. We're going to stand with you. The same family, same. We believe in the same book, same God, same Ten Commandments, same golden rule. We cherish our children. I mean, I think this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
This is so huge. And there's even more. You listen to the president of World Jewish Congress speaking from Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles. President Lauder, listen up.
You know that in Genesis 15, God promised the land to the descendants of Abraham. You know that in Exodus 23, God promised Moses that he will lead the nation of Israel to Jerusalem. Not Paris, not New York, Jerusalem. He will lead them here. You know that in Numbers 34, we even learn the specifics of the boundaries of the land. We have to wonder, how many times does God have to tell us something before we listen? You want to see miracles? They're all around you. It's here that you walk in the footsteps of our patriarchs and your Lord. Look at this country that was created out of nothing but hard work, sacrifice, prayer, and the belief in God. These are the tenets that we all share. Hard work, sacrifice, prayer, and the belief in God. Isn't it amazing what these four values can create? That is what binds us and brings us together. This past June, when President Shimon Peres turned 90, he wrote, and I quote, "When I was a child, Israel was a legend, more than a reality. She emerged from that dream, and today she has surpassed that dream. Our work is not yet complete. We came to the promised land, and now we must make it a land of promises." President Peres is right. Our work is never complete. After 2,000 years, the Jews have come home. And now we stand together tonight in our ancient homeland and our eternal undivided capital. Together with our Christian brothers and sisters, together we hope and pray for a better tomorrow. Let us continue to work together to achieve what is great in mankind. The World Jewish Congress will always stand with International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem. And will always stand with all the sponsoring Christian groups here today. You have never fallen sway to false prophets. Not only will we stand with you, we are proud to stand with you. I am proud to stand with you. And as I said at the beginning, thank you for standing with us. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for your continued support. I pray for all of you. May we go forward here together, arm in arm, one family under God, and continue our work with strength and determination. You have my solemn commitment to work with all the Jewish communities around the world to help you, to support you as you supported us. And as I always say, please be with us and we'll be with you. God bless each and every one of you. Chag Sameach.
So powerful. Wow. That is so powerful. They're saying, listen, not only will we stand here, but we'll stand around the world. This is the World Jewish Congress. The Jews are saying, we will stand with Christians. Christians have stand with us. You're looking at a fulfillment of huge prophecy because they represent a Congress of Jews from around the world,
right?
Not just even in Jerusalem. And it's like, wow, right before our eyes, you know, we've been praying, others have been praying, and, you know, and, Christians United for Israel, you know, John Hagee, Pastor John Hagee's been pressing, you know, we will not be silent. Mm-hmm. We will stand. And he really was a forerunner and just aggressive
yes.
standing for Israel and paid a huge price for that. But despite what we saw take place in North Carolina, in America there, and we want to hear this, and we're going to talk about how this got counteracted this with the increase of Zionism in the world, which means, you know, for Israel. But this is the mayor, Mayor Antonio, the mayor of L.A., in North Carolina for when they were deciding their platform, what their platform was going to be, when they removed Jerusalem from the capital. And what President Lauder is saying to the World Jewish Congress is like, this is the undivided capital of Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, Jerusalem is. Mm-hmm. He's standing there. And this is what was done by Mayor Antonio, the mayor of L.A., and the platform they tried to have, and thank God for the Methodist minister trying to bring, because they removed Jerusalem from the platform.
First time in, I don't know how long,
Because we were the ones signed the bill for them to become, the U.N. charter for them to become that. Mm-hmm. And so, and here it was just the first time, and they pulled Jerusalem out while we had guns. But listen up, I want you to hear Mayor Antonio and how it's different from what you just heard take place in Jerusalem.
Recognizes the delegate from Ohio, the chair of the platform drafting committee, former governor Ted Strickland.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I move that we suspend the rules to permit an amendment to the platform adopted by this convention last night.
Governor Strickland has made a motion on the floor to suspend the rules. Is there a second? A motion to suspend the rules to permit the amendment to the platform has been moved and seconded. This is a non-debatable motion requiring a two-thirds vote.
And this is the motion they're throwing up. The motion is they want to bring Jerusalem back on their platform, saying, we want to say, because we pulled it out, is the capital of Israel. Listen to what happens.
All of those in favor of suspending the rules, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
And they're just, this is a motion to take the vote. So they say, okay, let's take the vote. Let's put it out there. We want to say, is Jerusalem the capital of Israel?
In the opinion of the chair, there's been a two-thirds affirmative vote to suspend the rules. Governor, would you like to make your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This summer, I was proud to serve this party as the platform drafting committee chair. As the chair, I come before you today to discuss two important matters.
Looks like we lost our particular video right there. They're pulling up as we speak. But the they're talking a platform right there. They're mm-hmm. talking a platform about removing
Jerusalem as the capital.
Yeah, as the capital.
And you have Ted Strickland, this governor, who once was governor, trying to, you know, bring it back into the platform. Mm-hmm. And they're getting ready to take a vote. You understand that this is on the backdrop of Russian warships that were recently displayed at the same, you know, convention. And now they're actually putting a motion in to correct this and to see what they're going to do. And you're going to be able to watch this, and we're going to make sure this is related for you on the torch today. But you're going to be able to see them and this whole process as the mayor of L.A. goes into several times trying to get the vote to pass to bring Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And you're going to see the reaction of the people that were in. These American citizens now. American citizens that are in this Coliseum, if you will, indoor stadium. And their reaction as, you know, they're given the vote. And we're getting this video up for you. You got to see this. But this is going to help you to appreciate how far we've come. When you just heard Lauder, the president of the World Jewish Congress, express his appreciation and his thanks and his willingness to stand with Christians. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, together, Jews and Christians standing for Israel. And listen, this, we can see the fulfillment of many prophecies coming to pass and many Jews that are coming to the Lord. It's a beautiful thing. But we just didn't get here.
Right.
And it's been a journey.
Listen up.
Been moved and seconded. This is a non-debatable motion requiring a two-thirds vote. All of Those in favor of suspending the rules, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. In the opinion of the chair, there's been a two-thirds affirmative vote to suspend the rules.
It just looks like that's not going to happen.
Wow.
That's not going to happen in the context of that. You can pull that down. What they did, what they vote on, and we'll probably make it available in the next program in its entirety, is the fact to put Jerusalem back in as the capital in their platform. I mean, think about that. And so they took God standing in Jerusalem, talking to him. And so we're going to talk also about an increase of loyalty towards Israel.
Right.
We call it Zionism, but in our next program coming up, because we didn't have a lot of time to do it now. But it's just, unless we have time to cover that.
We can talk a little bit about it, and I'm sure we'll bring it back up. But, you know, if it wasn't embarrassing enough that they voted to take Jerusalem and God out, what happened as a result is just as horrific. It gets to appreciate this. But we're going to talk about how Christian Zionism grows despite critics and despite even a history of even replacement theology that the church years ago was trying to replace their Israel's place with the church's place. It is growing, Zionism support for Israel, and we're excited to share about what's happening.
Yes.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. We want to give a special thanks to our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, we even have a map. We want to thank all of our sponsors and our partners. Become a partner today. Listen, your financial gifts, your sowing, partnering with us, helps us to take the gospel all around the world. Let's do this together. Let's keep the conversation light. VFNTV.com. Partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Listen, I'm telling you, there's nothing more beautiful than family. I know you may have had some difficult experiences in your natural family. A family reunion might put chills up your spine. But listen, the family of God is not like that. When you find out that you get around a family who honors their Father, who honors Father God, who have in common their loyalty to Jesus Christ and a desire to follow his ways. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Listen, Vine Fellowship Network is a network of abiding churches. You may have tried everything, but it's time just to be. It's time to be the church. Maybe that's for you. Maybe you're ready to take the step
and again say, you know what? I believe that I can be family, the family of God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe that's for you. Go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.